Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Song still gives me goosebumps. It's not a very complimentary song of the United States, but here we are, Born in the USA with Bruce Springsteen. God bless America. His DUI charges have been dropped. And Jeep has picked up the commercial from the Super Bowl, reinstated it. Bruce, driving a Jeep, will be back on TV soon. Isn't it interesting? His charges were dropped and he was just charged with a misdemeanor drinking in the park. Drinking in a federal park, a $450 fine plus tax. He paid over $500.
A couple shots of tequila.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Then I gave my bike a crank. Best idea.
No.
Even if it was only just two drinks, I took the breathalyzer and another legal limited bill off of public safety.
Uh-oh.
I mean, come on, but what the hell? I had no priors.
No priors?
The prosecution's case just fell apart.
Sure
for $500.
Did.
I plead guilty to
drinking in the park.
Hey, bailiff.
Drinking in the park, his final charge, and he's back on the road again, Bruce Springsteen. Hey, on the way in just a bit, Jimmy Fallon, late night TV. Airports are now putting robots in the restaurants. Yikes. Later this hour, it's not stupidity. We can all learn a lesson. Tom and Laura's, and there it is. Tom and Laura in the morning, careful locally driving today. I don't know if it's the size of the moon. It's almost a full moon. It's not. I know that. But I don't know if it's the moon that's bringing the deer out this morning, or is it the warmer temperatures and the snow melting? But all the deer I saw today were babies. So it was just adorable. I just thought I'd throw that at you. So if you have a rural route this morning, you know, you drive. Well, you know what? The first two deer I saw this morning, it wasn't even out in the RDs, as we call them, the RRs. I thought it was two dogs running across some front lawns in the borough of Northumberland. So I slowed down because I thought, oh, somebody let their dogs out and they're going to run out on the road sooner or later. They did, but it was two baby deer. They were tiny. Like they looked like maybe, I don't know, the size of a Great Dane or something. I thought they were dogs. And so I was like, okay, there's something you don't see in the borough too often. You know, get on out of here, or they'll tax you for something. Get out of here now. So anyway, so then I come up on Blue Hill, our home here at SPC Media, and I saw six of them. They were playing in the middle of the road on Blue Hill, so I had to stop. Actually stopped, and they were like jumping on each other and prancing, and it was adorable. I almost grabbed my phone and shot video in the dark. I don't know if that would have come out, just what my headlights picked up. But and a car's coming up behind me, a truck. If that guy's listening right now, sorry, bud, that was me. So I put on my four-ways, and he slowed down, and then we got him to clear off the road a little bit. A couple of them stayed to the left. The rest of them were jumping into the cornfield in the right. Then I proceeded. It's kind of neat, though. You know, it's just one of them things that I don't know if I'm getting soft in my old age, but it's one of them things that it makes me feel good that I live in central PA. I mean, I'm a NEPA guy, you know, but the city sidewalks and stuff, I've gotten away from that. And I live out in the country, and I kind of like it. I kind of like it. So I'm happy to be here. You know, and it's the little things sometimes that that you see that make you say, hey, life is good. I try to keep that with you today, you know, take it with you throughout the day. Marcus got the news. I told him about seeing all the deer. He goes, shame it's not hunting season. He's such a mark. Mark Lawrence has the news. Rob, the sports center coming up. Steve has the AccuWeather. Here I am spotting deer this morning. Did you hear about the UFO spotting, though? This is neat stuff. It happened like on a major airliner, too. So I don't know if people were looking out the window, but this American Airlines pilot spotted a UFO on Sunday, and he reported it to the FBI. And this is part of the audio. It's pretty cool.
have any targets up here. We just had something go right over the top of us that, I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object. It almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast that went right over the top of us.
So, you know, either way, you know, how do you feel about this? I'd rather it be a UFO, okay? Because if somebody's firing missiles over the top of the United States, you know, just to see if they work, that's kind of scary. But, I mean, listen again. He says he thought it was some kind of, like a missile, you know?
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us that, I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object.
Yeah, like a missile. I was like, holy cow. So now the FBI is checking into it, and I'm sure they'll get an answer, and we'll never hear it.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Sometimes you're smarter than your college professor. This guy at a community college is drawing heat for criticizing one of his hearing-impaired students.
Miss Salazar, I've been talking to you, Miss Salazar.
No, I can hear you a little bit.
You can hear me a little bit? Why didn't you answer all the times I spoke to you then? Why don't we talk sometimes? Why don't you email me? We'll set up a live Zoom. Do you hear me?
Professor, she's actually hard of hearing, so her translator goes in a little bit.
Yeah, so hey, Mr. Professor, here's a pop quiz for you. Hearing impaired means she's having a hard time hearing you. Well, never mind. And a man has broken the world record for swimming in handcuffs.
I wanted a different swim record. I was trying to go for most distance swam in 24 hours. And when I looked it up, it just wasn't realistic for my...
He swam 5 miles in handcuffs. At last, hope for prisoners near
for
a body
act
of water.
Of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
I am, therefore I'm here. Wait, what? High atop Blue Hill, Tom Morgan. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura is on vacation. She's resting. She's relaxing. Coming off that second COVID shot that sent her into a tailspin. However, it was educational for all of us. The day she tried to tough out the show and only lasted till about 7 a.m., 7:15. And then with a 101 fever and the chills, she hit the deck. This week, she's resting and relaxing. Next week, she'll be back from her home studio. And I'm up here on the hill. Hopefully, we'll all be together soon. Let's keep our fingers crossed that we're getting over the hump. Congratulations to Bucknell. Their COVID numbers are down. They're still at a total of 300 plus, but latest tally, and Mark will talk about this, at about 128. Hats off to CVS. Mark will talk about that as well. They're picking up a nationwide vaccination program that will explode in the next few weeks. They hope to inoculate a lot of Americans as we just recently surpassed the 500,000 death mark. Sad. All right, so let's have some good news. Maybe we'll do some good news. It's something new we do here on the show. It's called the Good News with Laura Good, but with Laura on vacation. I'll handle it. We'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour. Birthday buddies and a whole lot more. Stay with us. I don't know if you heard this story, and it won't be in the news because it's just plain stupid. A Pennsylvania man, not from around here. Thank goodness Pennsylvania puts us on the map enough on this show. Pennsylvania does. Let's put it that way. But this guy, yeah, he's from northwestern Pennsylvania. He was arrested after buying meth in Ohio. He told police, Pennsylvania meth is junk. The Ohio meth is much better. We'll be right back, but we do have a new sponsor.
Today's show is brought to you by Ohio Meth. When you need a fix and need it bad, don't waste your time on crappy Pennsylvania meth.
Pennsylvania meth.
Use Ohio Meth.
Made from pure Ohio acetone, illegally harvested ephedrine, the freshest hydrochloric acid, and just the right amount of lithium.
And cooked up by addicts right in Ohio.
Choosy meth heads prefer Ohio Meth.
Warning, don't do meth.
Yeah, I needed another reason not to like Ohio, okay?
You heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now, the good news with Laura Good.
Well, Laura's on vacation, but we always have time for good news, right? You might remember 2 years ago this month, the Boy Scouts of America officially started allowing girls to join. Okay, that was 2 years ago. Well, this week, nearly 1,000 girls in the Boy Scouts across this great country will become the first ever female Eagle Scouts. We're taking a look around locally to see if there are any, and we hope there are. We'll report that good news to you soon. But think about this. Only 6% of all scouts make it as high as the Eagle rank. That's good news. Here's a good person doing some good news. A guy found a woman's wallet in a Walmart over the weekend. It just happened to have her credentials in it. So he drove to her house and he gave it back via doorbell.
Hey, how you doing? I found your wallet at Walmart. Hey, Miss Crosby. I found your wallet at Walmart in River City. Well, I'm going to put it by the Amazon box.
So the lady didn't answer, so he just kind of left it, walked away. Security footage found that, and she did get her wallet back. That's a good guy. Didn't take anything out of it. He just returned it. And he had a distance to drive, too, by the way. That's good news. Here's even better news. A 100-year-old World War II veteran celebrates his birthday. So reaching the 100 milestone is one thing. But it was on the same day someone found his lost wedding ring at a grocery store in Minnesota, and they returned it.
He teared up. He got the biggest grin on his face. And he just held that in his hand like it was a treasure, which it is. Puts it right back on his finger, and it fit just fine.
Isn't that something? Happy 100th birthday. Thank you for serving. And here's a little present you might remember. That's good news. And a cat in Oregon sniffed out a gas leak. A cat. Well, the cat kept hanging around the fireplace, sniffing the gas fixture inside the fireplace and making funny noises. The people who owned the house called the gas propane people. They came in and discovered the leak, which could have been explosive if the gas would have collected. There's a kitty that needs a treat. That's good news. Every day, right here.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
One kindness campaign has been amazing. With the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, we've been urging people to be kind. And the cool part about this is if you start to be kind, you could be contagious and we could all be kind. And then we like to nominate kind people that we already know with different themes throughout the month. It's been a blast. Week one, we're being kind to our peers. Week two, we were kind to essential workers. What a week that was. Week three, be kind to people who are different than you in any way. And we're wrapping up the campaign this week with being kind to yourself. It's been a blast. We've got Seth and Stacy on the line with us, and it's been so much fun. Sometimes it's hard to decide, like, because I don't think there's the kindest person in Central PA. They're all kind. They're all winners, right?
Absolutely. We've been so inspired. Over 200 stories, over 200 nominations. We wish we could put everyone's story up there to feature because they're really all that good. There are a lot of people in our community doing great things every day.
And we want to continue to spread that kindness. Now, tomorrow we'll announce our grand prize winner, but today would be a runner-up kind of day. But we have two runners-up. And Seth, one of them is an employee of Evangelical Community Hospital. Her name is Jackie. She's amazing.
She is. Jackie Mast is a registered nurse at Evangelical Community Hospital. She just goes above and beyond and spreading kindness and positivity. When people are having a rough day or, are in need, she's always there for them. For example, when a coworker's mother had died, she brought in food and brought in toys for, the family. Really is always there for her coworkers and friends, and just does things to make people feel good. And, even in the rough times that, she and everyone have seen in the past year, always being flexible and positive, with redeployments in the workforce and, always just spreading positivity and, just a warm person. We're really happy to, announce Jackie as the runner-up. She'll be getting $200 in local small business gift cards.
Yeah, and I love the person. One of the people that nominated Jackie said she also prepared my husband for surgery twice with incredible kindness, skill, and positivity. I think that's just wonderful. All right, our other co-runner-up, Stacy, is a Boy Scout leader and a whole lot more, right?
He is. Ken Haynes from Crotcherville is just an example of an excellent community volunteer who just lives his life that way. He's involved in multiple nonprofits. Like you said, Mark, we just talked to Mark this morning. Like you said, Tom, sorry.
That's all right.
He's a Boy Scout Troop 441 Scoutmaster, Crotcherville Fire Company volunteer firefighter, fire police. He assists with multiple fundraisers in his community and with the churches. And he also drives his John Deere around to clear people's, driveways during this wintry mess that we've been having.
Wow.
He's just one of those people that the whole community knows you can go to. And some of the themes of the nomination are that he tirelessly works to help others. And he's an excellent example of kindness, and the world needs more people like him. He really stood out to us.
Wow, and he's got himself $200 in gift cards as well. So congratulations to Ken Haynes, just a great guy. And Jackie Most, the registered nurse at the Evangelical Community Hospital, are co-runners-up in our 2021 Kindness Campaign. Seth, Stacy, am I going to talk to you guys tomorrow?
Yes. We are looking forward to announcing the final grand prize winner, if you will.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's been a great campaign where the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way reminds you to please be kind. News is coming up next. Mark Lawrence has that for us. Did you hear Stacy from the United Way call me Mark? I've been called worse. That's okay. Rob, the Sports Center, has the sports. And Steve gives us the AccuWeather forecast. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's on vacation. Tom Morgan up here, high atop Blue Hill, getting it done solo. We like to do viral comedy. My oldest daughter is a TV actress. You may have seen her on television on a lot of shows, Fox and CBS, and maybe even an ABC show here and there. When she's not on TV, starving actors and actresses are waitresses, okay, or bartenders. My daughter was a bartender waitress at a posh club in New York City, one of these rooftop clubs, and would tell me stories about Jimmy Fallon, Jay-Z coming in with his crew, stuff like that. But she wouldn't go public with it. A Hollywood waitress has now gone public. She's viral. It's hilarious.
Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes casually strolled up one night and they had their kids and they were so gorgeous and so polite. 11 out of 10. Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann, who I wanted to like so much, but they were so rude and maybe they were just having a bad day. So 1 out of 10. Lady Gaga, queen of my heart. She remembered everybody's name. She always looked flawless. She's extremely nice. She's a goddess. 5 million out of 10. Anna Faris is the kindest, most wonderful person alive. I wish she was my best friend. 20 out of 10.
This goes on. She has part 2, part 3, part 4. Just Google Hollywood waitress rates celebrity customers. And trust me, it gets funnier and funnier. Viral comedy piece number 2 is a woman who got dumped. Okay, now this is what makes it funny. She got dumped from an open relationship. And she explains why getting dumped in an open relationship is worse than getting dumped, period.
Being dumped from an open relationship is so much worse than being dumped from a monogamous one. Because it's not like we need to see other people. It's I need to see specifically not you.
Specifically not you. Today's viral comedy, 94KX. Steady as she goes. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here. Laura's on vacation. She doesn't like talking about sports. We'll talk about sports coming up in just a bit. Two really dumb things happened in sports yesterday. And we'll run them by you and you can share them with your friends and tell them to listen to our podcast. They were just dumb. And I'm not talking about Tiger Woods either. The Tiger Woods incident, I wish people would stop talking sports when they talk about Tiger Woods. Like, when is he coming back? When is he going to be able to golf again? People, he's alive, okay? Can we take it one step at a time? My goodness. Don't get me started on that. I'll get on the soapbox. He's got a long recovery. I don't care if he ever golfs again, all right? I just want him to be okay. That's for sure. You don't wish that kind of accident on anybody. But anyway, this break, yeah, we're supposed to talk about sports of a different kind. A competition like no other. Maybe I'm just reaching because there's hardly anything to watch. There's no football. Baseball hasn't started yet. Starting soon, but... So I won. I starve. I yearn for competition. I'm a very competitive guy. If Laura was here, she'd say, yeah. He'd coach up two cockroaches running across the studio floor. I just love the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. So what do I find myself watching now? Popeyes going after Taco Bell for chicken sandwiches. And then Taco Bell going after Popeyes for chicken sandwiches. The latest Taco Bell move is a spicy chicken sandwich taco. So Popeyes is trolling them with a video where they show you how to take a Popeyes chicken sandwich and actually turn it into two tacos.
DIY food hack Popeyes chicken sandwich, but make it two tacos. Step and O by the sandwich. Step DOS, open the sandwich. Stepters, rub the two buns to spread the sauce. Step Quattro, tear the chicken in half. Step Cinco, fold the bun. Put the chicken inside and garnish with the pickles because they're Jalapio's first cousins. Step Seis, amo those tacos from Popeyes.
The competition rages on. Who will win? Popeyes or Taco Smell? I don't know what kind of trophy they'd get. I just thought I'd throw it in there. I am proud of my Irish heritage. My favorite holiday is coming up, St. Patrick's Day. Two out of four of my grandparents were born in Ireland. Two of them met on the boat coming over here. It is me. It is who I am. And Laura doesn't even mind. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's on vacation. Morgan here at our Hilltop Studios, high atop Blue Hill. Something happened funny in sports yesterday. And you got to think about it. In the NBA, Minnesota Timberwolves star Anthony Edwards has never heard an Irish brogue before. And so he is being asked at a press conference something about the game, and that's not important. Rob, the Sports Center, covers that stuff. But he finds himself mesmerized by the reporter's Irish accent, and he totally misses the question.
You get a win tonight, that would breed confidence going into those next four games against teams in the similar spots beside you in the table.
Where are you from, Jim?
Ireland.
I like your accent. I want to learn how to talk like that. But ask your question again. I was too much listening to your accent.
Yeah, no problem.
That's just funny. Where are you from? He says, Ireland. Ireland. Well, I'm fascinated by your accent. I want to learn how to talk like that. Whoopsie. Okay, Anthony, you go ahead and do that. Have a nice St. Patrick's Day. One other thing I caught from the sports file that you won't hear Rob Center talk about. Tennessee Titans offensive tackle Isaiah Wilson. Now, this is a big boy, a big NFL football player. He tweeted that he's done with the Tennessee Titans. He tweeted yesterday he's done with the team because they didn't wish him a happy birthday.
Forgive me, but shut up. You're acting like a baby.
Oh, there you go. See, sometimes King of the Hill helps us out on this show. Isaiah, you got all that money, dude. Have your own birthday party.
Potential. I've got potential. Rushing around.
We're killing it all months long. Tom and Laura in the morning having a Figo Fit February with more than one great group of people. We rocked the red with Evangelical Community Hospital Heart Healthy Month. We're being kind with Evan and the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way in our 2021 kindness campaign. And we're getting a little bit more fit in February with Figo and Chelsea Davis. Today's tip of the day is simple. One word. Protein. Okay? It's essential in building muscle and keeping you full, of course. The minimum recommendation for protein is 8 grams per 1 kilogram of body weight. Okay? So let's make this a little bit simpler since we're not all nutritionalists and we're not all mathematicians. That's about 80 grams of protein for the average guy weighing 180 pounds or 65 grams of protein for active women weighing about 145. Where do we get the protein? Ah, great sources like meat, fish, yogurt, beans. Yeah. And believe it or not, milk. Yeah, there's protein in there too. Studies show that a diet comprised of 30% calories from protein can actually aid in weight loss by increasing your metabolism. So check that out. I mean, let's do some protein and let's stay Figo Fit in February with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Yep. I always wanted to do that. Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping up. Chad Evans is on the way next. Haven't seen him in the hall. I usually catch him grabbing a coffee or something. He's on the way next, including that way back lunch at noon. Mark Stevens this afternoon. He's hard at work already. It's been a fun time. Laura will be on vacation for one more day tomorrow. She'll miss Flashback Friday. I want you to start thinking about it, though. Okay? I want you to think about, you know, just a song that you haven't heard in a long time. Like I was reading today that today is the 40th anniversary of Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield. It's like, my God, how many times can we hear that song? I'm a Rick Springfield fan from the 80s and 90s. One of my favorite albums, if I were to make a list of favorite albums of all time, Rick Springfield's Tao is on there. It didn't have too many hit records on it, but it was a great, heavy album about, you know, the Chinese religion, Taoism, which some people call Taoism because the T might be pronounced as a D, but whatever. I mean, I love deep cuts. That's my point, I guess. And Jesse's Girl? No, man. Let's go deep. Let's get different tomorrow morning. Start thinking about it right now, and we'll do a Flashback Friday tomorrow. Also on the way tomorrow, the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way makes their last appearance of the month as we wrap up the 2021 Kindness Campaign. We'll wrap up the Rock Red Campaign, Healthy Hearts, with Evangelical Community Hospital. We will do that tomorrow as well. And Chelsea Davis joins us live on the Ford Fun Line with our final Figo February, Figo Fit Tip. And she'll run down the list. We always wrap up the show with a thought for the day. Laura does that, but I've been coming up with some pretty weird ones because I'm the weirder of the two of us. I admit it. I saw this today and it made me laugh out loud. Deep thought for the day. When you clean out your vacuum cleaner, you become a vacuum cleaner. Have a good day, everybody.